Okay, Daf Lamed Zayin, Friday's Daf. Yesterday we were talking about the machloikis between Abaya's version of Rabbah and Rava's version of Rabbah, whether or not what seemed to be an issue of Tchilas B'Pshiyah V'Saifa Ba'inus. And there was a machloikis whether or not, even if you typically hold a Tchilas B'Pshiyah V'Saifa Ba'inus, maybe over here you're Vaday going to be Chayiv because of the Hevel of the Agam, or perhaps you're for sure going to be Putter because the Malach HaMavis, Mali Hocha, Mali Hosam, when it's time to go, it's time to go. I didn't mention it yesterday, but it is important to ask the Kasha that why is every Shoyl going to be chayev for a misa that's not a misa machmas malacha. In other words, when an animal drops dead of natural causes, a shayel is chayev. Why can't the shayel just simply taina like this Gemara is suggesting that the malach hamavis is taking it? It's mali hacha mali hasam, and therefore there's no pshia. And the Rajba says, you're right, there is no pshia. The reason why a shayel is chayev for the death of an animal is because of the kinyanim of a shayel. A shayel is no different than the original bailim. The bailim is fully responsible and absorbs the entire hefsid of the animal if it dies. So too a shayel is absorbing the whole hefsid, and it really has nothing to do with how much of a pshia the death of the animal was or not. Okay, but now we're up to about a dozen lines from the bottom of Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Masiv Rami Bar Chama Hallel Roshei Tzukin V'Nofla. The Mishnah is going to say later on Daf Tzadi Gimel. If a roya, a shepherd, took an animal up to the top of the mountain and then it fell off the mountain and died, Ein Ze Einus V'Chayiv. That's not called an Einus. The roya should not have taken this animal to such a dangerous place. But what do you see from this Mishnah? Hamesa Kedai. It's mashma, that's only because it fell off the top of the mountain. Let's say it dropped dead from a heart attack. Then hareza einusu poter. Via mai. According to Abaya, that said it was the hevel of the agam that still constitutes a pshia. Le malei avira dahar kotla. Let's say it's the high altitude of the top of the mountain that killed it. Or inami uvsa dahar kotla. Or maybe it's the exhaustion of schlepping this animal up to the top of the mountain. But you have these other factors that we should also take into account. So according to Abaya, why isn't the raya also chayav? V'tigamar hachaba mayaskin and shehelo lamara shalmein v'toiv. The raya didn't take it to a bad place. A raya might have taken it up to this mountain, but it went to a very geshmaka place for it to graze. That's a normal thing that a raya would do. So yachi then naflanami, even if it fell, that should be an oinus at that point. Why is it the responsibility of the raya if it fell off the cliff? And for the gemara, shayle l'taikva, because the raya should have held onto it shtark. So the raya fell down on the job, and therefore the animal fell down off the cliff. Yachi, if it's true that the raya is supposed to be holding onto it, the name is seifa, then what about the first din of the mishnah of also l'roshei tzukin v'nafla hareza oinus? Why is it oinus? Iboyle l'miskva, even if it fell off the edge of a cliff, you should have held onto the animal. So therefore that should be pshia. The Gemara says leit zricha the takvayva also. The animal overpowered the raya and went up the mountain. Takvasa viyarda and then overpowered him and he fell. The way Rashi says it is that the animal overpowered the raya and that's why the shomer is going to be putter. But in a chanami, if the shomer would be able to control the animal and didn't, then it would be a pshia and he would be chayiv. All right, the Mishnah had said Amar Biyasi ketzad halah isis schar baparasei v'chulin, which was Biyasi's way of saying how can you the seicher make money off the shoyl that you lent it to? It's not your cow. But what should happen? The shoyl should pay the mafkid, the maskir, if you will. Reviewed Amr Shmuel Halacha Kerebi Yaisi, that the Shomer does not get that money from the Shoyl. Amr Le Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Lirav Yehuda Amr Lemish Meid Shmuel Cholakayir Rabbi Yaisi. You told us B'Shem Shmuel that Rabbi Yaisi also was Chaylik with the Chachamim moving over to Amid Aleph Af Berishayna, even in the first Mishnah of the Perek Amavkid, meaning not just the Mishnah on Lamed Vav, but the Mishnah back on Lamed Gimel, that you could be Maknik Feilei. So is that also Halacha Kemaisai or Ain Halacha Kemaisai? So if Rabbi Yaisi is arguing back with those Chachamim also back on Lamed Gimel, are we also saying the Halacha is like him in that regard? That we don't say Machnik Fele. Amr Lei, Rabbi Yehuda told back to Rav Shmuel, Chaluk Hayir Rabbi Yaisi Aparishayna. And Echanami, Rabbi Yaisi Taka does argue with being Machnik Fele. Vahalacha Kemaisa Aparishayna. And that is Taka the Halacha. Yet Marnam, we also learn Amr of Elazar Chaluk Hayir Rabbi Yaisi Aparishayna, Vahalacha Kemaisa Aparishayna. For Rabbi Yechran Amr, it's not true. Maida Hayir Rabbi Yaisi Barishayna. Rabbi Yaisi is masking the Chachamim. There is a halacha of being Machnik Fele, Shekvar Shilim, because the Shomer already paid for that Hefsid before they caught the Ganif, and therefore he Mamish owns the Kefil, and therefore even Rabbi Yaisi would be masking to that halacha. But it sounds like Shilem in only if he actually paid for it. Loi Shilem Loi, but that's not so pashut. Because the Omer of Chiyah Barava, Omer of Yechanan, Loi Shilem Shilem Mamish doesn't mean he Mamish paid. Elakiv Jomer Hareini Mishalim. Once you commit to paying, then the Shomer should be Zeiche in that future Kefil that's coming. Afal Bishalei Shilem, even though he practically hasn't actually paid yet. Okay, so don't be Madaik then. Ema Maida Hayer Rabbi Yaisi Barishaina, Shekvar Omar Hareini Mishalim. In a Kadami. Rabbi Yaisi is maskim the Chachamim in a case of where it was already said you were going to pay, even if you didn't actually pay. So the Mishnah, Omer Lishnayim, a Ganif who voluntarily tells two people. The Ganif wants to do tshuva, and he tells two people, Gazalti lechem mikem, I stole from one of you guys, mana, abrveini yedeis mikem, I just don't know who I stole it. Or let's say a shomer told two people, aviv shel echad mikem hefkid li mana, one of your fathers gave me a mana, veini yedeis ehu, I don't know which one it was, but lechayra, these are both exactly the same kind of case, that you just don't know who to pay the money back to, naisen lezeh mana, lezeh mana, you gotta give each one a payment, shehoidet mipi atzmai. And we'll see later in the Gemara that this is actually going to be not a chiv, but he's doing this on his own. Why do I need two cases of Gazalti lechem echad mikem or aviv shel echad mikem hifki li mana. So if you look at the top Tosfos, Tosfos says that this case would even be by a case of shema v'shema, that the two people who the ganav is trying to reconcile with, in the first case, they could be a tainas bari, but they don't know whose father did what, so that might be a tainas shema, and that could be the pshat in the Mishnah why we need both cases. Next case in the Mishnah, shnayim shefkidu etzel echad. Two people gave money to one shomer, zem mana v'zem masayim. Later on, when they came to mun their money, both of them claimed to say that they owed the 200. That zem or shalim asayim, the zem or shalim asayim. So what's the halacha? Now this poor shomer doesn't remember who he owes what to. So nice and lezem mana, ulezem money. Each one gets a single mana, v'ashar, and that third mana, yehemunach hachiyava yeliyahu. It's yehemunach, which is a machlokes rishayim. According to the Mordechai, that means you give it to Bezdin. According to the Rambam, means you leave it by the Nifkad. Amar Rabbi Yisim came my hefsed a ramai. One of these two guys is a liar when he's saying he's owed this Messiah. But if we don't give him any incentive to not lie, he'll have nothing to lose and therefore say he's owed Messiah. We need to incentivize the ramai not to be a ramai. So Rabbi Yisim says, hakol yehemunach hachiyava yeliyahu, with the hopes that if he's going to lose everything, he won't go out of his way to lie and say he's owed Messiah. But according to the Chacham, they argue with Rabbi Yisim that they each get one mana and the shar is munach hachiyava yeliyahu. The Rishonim have a kasha that why isn't the Shomer Mechuyev to pay Mosayim to each one of them, since he's being maskim that he owes a mana and he can't make a shvua because he has no idea who he got it from. So what's the matzav of this Shomer? L'chaira, he's a maidev a miktsas. He's maskim, he owes 100, and he doesn't know about the second 100. So l'chaira, he should be Mechuyev to pay Mosayim to each one of them. And the Ramban over here says that you don't bribe a maidev a miktsas because he really wants to give all the money. So he's not really Mechuyev to make the shvua in the first place. The Rashba says a little bit differently. He says because the whole reason that you can't be Mechuyev al yedei shvua because of an eni yachol l'shava b'shalem, that's only when there's a pshia. But over here, since the shomer wasn't really mechuyev to know how much money he was given by each one of the mafkidim, so his inability to be kaifer doesn't really blibe a pshia, and therefore he's not mechuyev to pay the mosayim to each one of the two. Rabbi Yezi argues and says, "Hakol yemunach hachiyava yaliyahu." The Malecha Shleima has a one line over here where he says it's actually the Rosh Tevis from the pasuk of im lo yimotze aganav v'nikrav. The im lo yimotze aganav v'nikrav, those first oisiyas and those five words spell out the letters aleph lamed yud hey vav, which is of course Eliyahu. Next case in the Mishnah, v'chein shnei kalim, echad yafe mana, one of the kalim's worth 100. Echad yafe elef zuz, the other one's worth 1,000. Rabbi Eliyahu picks up on the fact that why do we jump from 100 to 1,000 and not just from 100 to 200? And Rabbi Eliyahu points out that the chiddush is that even though the discrepancy in the larger amount of money might constitute more of a pshia, but still the Mishnah is saying it doesn't. Al kaponim, two people gave kalim, one was worth 100, one was worth 1,000. Zeimer yafe shali, the fancier one was mine. Zeimer yafe shali, the more expensive one was mine. Niceness akatan le'echad man, you give the cheaper one to one of them, umitoich hagadol, and the more expensive one, you got a break, which is how Rashi learns. The understanding of the breakage is that it doesn't make it impossible to use. Like a glass cup that you break is obviously has no value, but a gold bar that you break is like a yachleku. The Rashba argues with Rashi and says, no, we're just talking about selling it and dividing the money. But reading the Mishnah like Rashi, it's mitoich hagadol, you break the more expensive of the two kalim, and nice to make katan l'sheni, and you give a piece worth the value of the less expensive keli to the second tayin. V'ashar yemuna chachiyavi elio. Om Rebesi, im kain, the same thing. Ma'efsin aramai elah hakol yemuna chachiyavi elio. To hopefully incentivize him not to lie. Zog de Gemara, alma misfeka mafkina memain. It sounds like from the fact that the shomer has to pay a mana to each one of these two tayvim, which is the first case of our Mishnah, clearly you're being mitzi mamin meisafek v'lo yamrinan uki memain becheskas mare. Because the other way to argue is whatever happened to hamitzi mechaver levaraya. I don't have to pay. You gotta prove it. But we clearly don't say that. And we're mitzi mamin. I vira minhi. The Mishnah continues and says, shnayim shefkidu etzel echad, if two people gave money to one shomer, zem mana v'zem asayim, zayim rishalim asayim v'zayim rishalim asayim, nisen l'zem mana v'lzem mana, v'asher yemuna chachiyavi elio. So in this case, the shomer's not mechuyev to pay the mana in question to each one of the two tayvim. So why does the Mishnah's first case say you got to pay both of them? What's the chilek in the first case and the second case? Omer lei, they said, I guess in Bismedrish, pikadein agezel karamis. There are two different kinds of cases. Gezel da'ovid isura, by the gazel who's trying to now pay back his debts from what he stole, kansuhu rabbanan, and therefore he got to pay both of them. However, pikadon the le'avid isura, but the shomer, he was just doing everybody a favor. He was just watching somebody else's stuff, like kansuhu rabbanan, and therefore he's not mechuyev to pay that contested mana to both of the tayvim. Practically, gemar v'rami pikadon v'rami gezel agezel. L'cher we have stiras. What do we mean? Where's the stira? Pikadon a pikadon, because diktoni reisha, the beginning of the Mishnah says, oy, if the shomer told two people, avim shel echad mikem hifkid etzli mana, ve'eini yedea eizeh hu, nice l'zeh mana, l'zeh mana. minhi. But lechara, the Mishnah says after that, shnayim shefkidu, that you're not mechuyev to give that contested mana to each one of the two taivim. So lechara yivistira within the same Mishnah. Amar Rava Reisha in the beginning of the Mishnah, where only one person lamaisa gave one money to the shomer nasa kmi shefkidu lebishnei krichais. We look at it as if it was at two different times that it was given. To have a leila medek. Here, there's a tviya and a taina on the shomer that he should have been paying attention. Who gave him what? The shnei krichais svara is mechayev the shomer more, so he should therefore pay both. However, the seifa where two people gave the shomer money, nasa kmi shefkidu lebikrach echad. It's like all the money was given at one time. Dolei have a leila medek. In which case, there's less of a tviya on the shomer to have been paying attention to know how much each one gave him. So kegoyin dafkidu tarvayu bahari adadi bechad zimna. Also, our Mishnah, which talks about two people who gave the money to the shomer at one time, because the amar luhu, now the shomer can tell back these two tovim ant gufaychu lekabdinu adadi. You yourselves clearly weren't makvid because you didn't protect yourselves by doing this at different times. Anokapidna, I'm the one who had to take accounting of who gave how much money when. So since the shomer wasn't paisheya in paying attention to how much money was being given, we're not going to be mechayev him to give him a sayim to each one of the two people. The chashuke chemed over here, it could have really been like in lots of places throughout Shas, but over here he decides to talk about whether or not when you have lying tovim, can we use a polygraph in halacha lamaisa to be mitzi mammon? If you hook a guy up to a lie detector, is that machriya lahalacha? And Rav Eliashiv says it's not worse than an eid echad, and it could be machayev the shvus heses, but you cannot be mitzi mammon. Part of the whole question about Bechlal, can you use these modern technologies? Can you use DNA evidence to matter isha, which is some rabba, which was used after 9/11? But we move on. So that's the steer within Pikadin in the Mishnah. Varami Gezel on Gezel. What's the potential steer about Gzela? Ketani Acha, we learned in the Mishnah, Omer Lishnaim. If you told two different people, Gazalti Lechem Mikem Mana, I stole from one of you. Veini Adeya Eze Mikem. I don't know which one I stole from. Oy, Aviv Shalechem Mikem Efkidli Mana. Veini Adeya Ezehu. And I don't know which one he was. Nice and Lizem Mana, Lizem Mana. You got to pay both. Veramini, I, the Mishnah says in Yavamas on Kuf Yud Ches. Gozel Lechem Mechamisha, if you stole from one of five people. Vania Day, Zem, and Gozel. I don't know which one of these five people I stole from. Zeimer, Icy Gozel. Zeimer, Icy Gozel. They're all saying that they were the ones who were stolen from. So, Minyak, Xela Benayim, Umistalik. Divrei Rebbe Tarfin. Zokrif Tarfin, you could put down the Xela and run away. Make it their problem. They can fight it out. So, Alma, what do you see from this mission? Misfeka Lemafkin Mamina. The Gozel is not Machuiv to pay each one of them. Viamrina, Nukim Mamina, Becheskas Mari. So, who has the Cheskas Mamin? It's really the Gozel. And you want to be Mighty Mamin from him? You can't. That's why Rav Tarfin says you put it down and run away. So, why in our mission do you got to pay both Nigzalim, or potential Nigzalim. Frekta Gemaru, Mimai Demastis and Dahacha Rabbi Tarfin. You're quoting me a Mishnah in Yavamas from Rav Tarfin? Mechatesi, our Mishnah is Rav Tarfin. Maybe our Mishnah is Rav Tarfin's Bar Plukta, who is Rabbi Akiva, that you gotta pay all five of them. Diktonia lo dahi, because the Brisa says, Legabe that Mishnah in Yavamas, Maid Rabbi Tarfin, but Oimer Lishnaim, if a Ganav tells two people, Gazalti Lechem Mikem Mana, Ve'eni Yedea Eze Mikem, Shanais Lazem Mana, Ulazem Mana. Even Rav Tarfin's mask him to our Mishnah, so why doesn't he also make the Ganav pay all five people in the Mishnah in Yavamas? Because you know what the Chilik is? Hasim, the Mishnah in Yavamas is talking about the Katavi. There's a tviya. They all want to be paid. And the Gazlan just wants to pay back the correct person. So he's not mechuyev to pay all five. So that's why he can put down the money and run away. But hacha, but in our Mishnah, where he's voluntarily coming on his own and he wants to pay back the guy he stole from, so therefore you say, if you want to be bo'ol tzitzi de shemayim, you can't get out of it unless you taka pay each guy. Dekanami diktoni shahayde mi piatzmai. He came on his own, but there was no tviya. So shema mina, that's what's going on in our Mishnah. Omar Mar. Let's go back to that Mishnah in Yavamas. Hasim over there, dekotovile. If you're telling me that all of these potential nigzalim are being teveh, they want to be paid. V'hala ma tayin. And what is the actual Gazlan saying in response? Rav Yehuda omer rav hala shaysik. The Gazlan is being shaysik. Rav Masna omer rav, the hala turning over tamid beis tzavach. The Gazlan saying, I don't know who you are, I have nothing to do with you. Rashi says, ini makircha, I don't know who you are. Zok the Gemara, manda omer hala tzaveyach. Lefi the shita that says that the Gazlan is arguing with these tevim, but it's mashma aval shtika kahida. But if he would have been quiet, he would be mechuyiv. It was a shtika kahida. Umanda omer hala shaysik. Because shtika Hachalav kaido, that's not going to blab a shtika kaido, because Motzi Omer lay, because the Gazlan can always tell the Bezdin later on. Hi, the shtiki l'chochad v'chad. The reason I was quiet to everybody, damina delmahayhu, because I didn't know. I was listening to their tainas, but I wasn't admitting to anybody. Now, in reference to the general issue of shtika kaido, there's basically two ways to understand the chiv of shtika kaido. Is it that the shtika itself blibes like a haida, so haida is bildin kameidim dummy, so my shtika itself is machayiv me? Or maybe it's not the pshat that the shtika is machayiv. Maybe it's the tviya of the tveya it's machayiv. But the shtika allows that tviya to work. And it's not just theoretical. This will have a whole bunch of nafkaminas, because let's say if the tviya itself is a tviyas suffik, tviyas shema, that would be one nafkamina, because then it would be hard to hear that the tviya could be mechayev the mamon. Or is there a chazara possible by shtika? That also might depend if the shtika itself is considered the actual mechayev. Or can we talk about shtika kaida in things that are not referencing mamon? Let's say if somebody says that your yain is yain nesach and you keep quiet about it. Taisus in Yavamis says that shtika kaida isn't really a haida at all, it's just a raglayim ledover. So those are some of the pieces of the sugi of shtika. shtika kaido. You got to keep in mind if you were doing this more in depth. More on this Mishnah from Yevamos. Omar Mar. This is Rav Tarfin's memra. Meiniach gezela beinayim u'mistalek. The Gazan just puts down the gezela between them and he runs away. Shaklila kulu v'azli. It sounds like they're all going to divide the money in question, meaning these potential nigzalim, which isn't really a good eitzah. As Rashi explains, all you've done is ensure that the nigzal never gets paid, meaning the Gazan never did his mitzvah of hashava because he never got the money back to the proper nigzal. So how does that work? Omar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavd Omar Rav kol sofik hi nuach lechatchila lo yital v'im noto lo yachzer. So we know from our sugya from Eilu Metzias about sofik hi nuach that really the money should stay put and not be returned. So why would Rav Tarfin do this kind of inferior kind of returning where you're not really even accomplishing the goal? So Omar of Safra, it doesn't really mean you return it. It means v'yoniach. You should place it back in Bezdin, and therefore you're kind of withdrawing, you're being nostalgic from your achrayas, but Bezdin's really going to hold on to it until we can actually resolve the shaila to return it to the proper nigzal. Omar le Abaye l'Rava, umi Omar Rabbi Akiva, did Rabbi Akiva really say in the end of that Mishnah, l'gabe this gazlan who cannot identify his nigzal, that leizu aderech moitziyasu midei aberer, this is not the right way to do it, Rav Tarfin, ad sheyashalom gzeilu chol echad ve'echad, you gotta pay each guy. This is what Rabbi Akiva said. Alma misfeka mafkina m'maynas, kum t'chais, according to Rabbi Akiva, we are going to be moitzi mamam misafik, v'lo yamrin and uke m'mayna b'chaz kazmari. But that's a problem, because v'raminhi, how can Rabbi Akiva say that we moitzi mamam misafik? Because the other Mishnah says in Bava Basra, on Kufnun Ches, nafal abayis alav ve'alimai, the house collapses on the mother and son. We don't know who died first, and there's a Yerusha question. Yarshe haben oimrim ha'im meis rishayna, and therefore were Yairish. Yarshe ha'im oimrim ha'bein meis rishayna, that the kid died first, and therefore never was Yairish, and therefore the mother actually gets the whole estate. So what's the halacha when you have this kind of suffic Yerusha? Elu ve'elu, both according to Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, who have machlekesin over there, maidim shiach leiku. You have to divide everything. V'yom Rabbi Akiva, maida ani bezu, I'm maskim. In this case, Zok Rashi, despite the fact that I hold like Beis Shammai, but here I'm maskim, shana chosin bechas kosin, and there's a machlekesin over there, but Basra, exactly how that works out. But Lamaisa, you see, Rabbi Akiva here, is that we're not might see the mammon may suffic, which is Lechera Keneged, the Mishnah Yevamos, that requires the Gazlan to pay each one of the different Taivim. This idea that Rabbi Akiva holds like Beis Shammai, take a look at that top Taisvis, because it's very not poshut, apparently. The Shaar Mitzuyim Balacha has columns on lining up all the Makairas of Rabbi Akiva Shita, if he really goes like Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai. But Lamaisa, right now, we seem to have a stira in Shita's Rabbi Akiva. So Amalei, Rav, this is back to Abaya, Hossam, Lagabe, the Yerusha to the Isha Shema Veshema. Nobody knows who died first. But Gozel Echad Mechamisha, Bari Veshema. The Toivim here have a Tainas Bari. I have a Homas Nisan Dehacha, but our Mishnah, Omar Lishnaim, Gozalti Lechad Kemona, the Gazan who's told people, I don't know from who I stole from. The Shema Veshema, who over there, the Taivea, can't really know. Vikatoni Naisan Lazemona Lazemona. So you see, even by a Tainas Shema, we're not going to be Uke Beches Kasai. In fact, the Gemara Memai Rabbi Akiva, who says that the Mishnah is Shitas Rabbi Akiva, Dikatoni Allah Dahahi, because Lamaisa in Yavam is where it talks about the Gazan who stole from five people. So over there, Rav Tarfin himself is being maskim by a case of two people. So Laman Maida, who is Rav Tarfin being maskim to? L'chayra l'Rabbi Akiva bar plukte. L'chayra, isn't Rav Tarfin being maskim to Rabbi Akiva? And since the cases of the Brice and the Mishnah are the same, so l'chayra Rabbi Akiva is maskim to our Mishnah, which is Machayev, the Gazan, to pay both of the Taivim. Umimayda Shema v'Shemahu. And who told you that the Mishnah here is talking about where it's a Shema v'Shemah? First of all, Chada the Liktani Taivin Isai. The Mishnah didn't tell us that they're actually being Taivea the Gazlan in the first place. As Rashi says, it says Taivin I say, but it doesn't say, oh, you see, Gazal, you stole from me. They don't know. So Rabbi Akiva here is being mechayv to pay them both, even though it's a Shema v'Shema. So, to which the Gemara finally answers, Ha'okimna, we already said there is no Taivea at all, because we're talking about a case of so even though by the case of the bias shnuffle on the mother and the son, Rabbi Akiva's maskim, that will be uki b'ches kasei, but he's maskim over here by us, when the Gazlan wants to be mekayim, his chi b'de shemayim, pay everybody to make sure, take care of the problem. Finishing up, Amar le Ravina lo Ravashi, umi Amar Rava, kol b'shtei kriches havalei lemedek, we had this svara before. If you got the money two different times, there's more of a pshia on the tzad of the shomer. So is that true, that anytime you have the shtei kriches rule, it's havalei lemedek? V'ha Amar Rava, itemra Rav Papa, that hakol moedim b'shnayim shefkidu etzel roya, if two people gave their shepselech to the roya and then said that they should be getting back more, shemeniach roya b'neimu mistalek. Even though l'chayra, that should blab like shtei kriches. But you see, it's not a kapeda on the shomer. And for the Gemara, Amar Leir, Vashi says back to Ravina, Hossam, you know why Rava was so makel? Because Keshevkida be'edrush al Raya shalemi daite. The Shomer didn't know what was going on. He just put it by the rishos of the Shomer. So you can't blame the Shomer, like a case of Shtei Kriches, to know who gave what when. And we'll stop here and pick it up next time at the two dots.